Now this room we're sitting in, what do you call it where you entertain your guests?
The living room.
Is there any difference, say, in a living room and another room where your family might stay, watch TV or anything?
We got dens now.
All right. Speaking of rooms and the size of the rooms, you'd say this room is about 8 feet high. Feet high. Okay. Let's see. Now, talking about houses, the place where you put your wood in and make a fire is what?
Fireplace.
Now, what would you call that part of the fireplace that goes on up and to the outside?
A chimney.
Do you have any different words you use besides, you know, chimney, like if you were talking about a factory?
A smokestack.
Smokestack. What is the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace?
The hearth.
And in the fireplace, you've got things you lay wood across.
It's the andirons.
And on your fireplace, what would you call that structure above it and around it where you might sit a clock or
the mantle?
Yeah. Do you have any other words you've ever used beside mantle?
Mm-mm.
Well, how about the big round piece of wood with bark on it that you burn the fireplace?
The log.
Log. What would you kind of call the kind of word you use to start a fire with?
Kindling.
How about something you'd get when you cut down a pine tree? Rich wood you could light directly from a match.
The heart of the pine.
Okay. What do you call the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
Soot.
Now we're talking about furniture again. What's that you're sitting in now?
A chair.
What is this piece of furniture to my right?
It's a sofa or the divan.
What did y'all call it mainly when you were growing up?
Well, my grandmama used to call it settee.
Settee. All right. What do you call a piece of furniture in your bedroom that has drawers in it and put clothes in?
The chest of drawers.
Did you ever hear of an old-fashioned piece with any other names?
Ship robe.
How about the room you sleep in? What do you call that?
The bedroom.
Now, talking about all your furniture in your house, talking about tables and chairs and so forth, do you call them any special name collectively?
It's the furniture.
How about the things hanging on the window to keep the light out?
The shades.
Now, what would you call lace ones?
Curtains.
How about the wooden ones outside?
Shutters.
Did you have shutters on your house?
No.
Now, this house you're in now has shutters on the outside. Do you ever use them?
No, they're just for looks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I lived in a house that had shutters instead of window panes.
When was this?
When I used to have to stay on the farm in the summer after my daddy died, the bedrooms had shutters. They didn't have window panes.
I see. Well, did that cause a lot more insects to get in?
Yeah, a lot of them came in, but you didn't turn the light on in that night to draw on. All you did was go in there and go to bed.
Well, what did you call that little room in your bedroom, say, off your bedroom you hung your clothes in?
Closet.
Closet. If you didn't have a built-in closet, what might you have?
A ship room.
Now, what's this room you have up in the top of your house right next to the roof?
The attic.
Any other names you might call it?
The loft.
How about the room you cook in? What do you call that?
Kitchen.
And what do you call the little room off the kitchen where you store canned goods?
The pantry.
What do you call the worthless things that you're about to throw away?
Junk.
What would you call a room that's used to store odds and ends in?
Junk room.
Speaking of daily housework now, what do you say a woman does every morning? She gets up.
Cleans up.
Cleans up.